Common pitfalls. Having the right version of the form. Joint sponsors needing your tax returns or missing your W-2s. The addition of the form, that goes for every application because they are always changing which edition of the form they are accepting. And if you file the wrong edition, your filing is going to be rejected. Anybody who does U visa work, what you need to know is that they are using new law enforcement certification forms. And if you file your case after July the 1st of this year, but you've got an old certification in your file, they're going to reject it. You're going to have to get a whole new certification. And so make sure that if you've got any certifications sitting in there and you've got them calendared in your call-up system on the date that it expires, and that expiration date, the 6 months, is sometime after July, then you're going to have to get a new certification or you're going to have to get that application filed as soon as possible.
Which also means that all the certifications that you have sitting on law enforcement desks right now, you need to resend the form and hope that they sign the right one.
Right. Other issues, the medical exam, the supplement, making sure you have the right edition of the medical exam, making sure the doctor's office has the right edition of the I-693.
Your client can ask for a copy because it comes in a sealed envelope. Make sure your clients ask you for ask the physician for their own copy outside the envelope so you can check and make sure, because otherwise you're just not going to have any idea. You get to the final hearing and you need to redo a medical. Yes. Which usually they'll, you know, if there's an issue with the medical, usually that can be remedied after the hearing. You know, I don't think there could be, but I don't think an IJ would deny a case just because the medical was the wrong form, but that delays your grant of benefits.
Nobody wants to delay an adjustment.
Clients love going to court. They really want to go back.
And make sure that all of your identity documents and foreign language documents are translated and have proof of translation. And then,
according to the EOIR rules, the translation is different than the translations you send to USCIS. Make sure you look at the practice manual. There is a sample translation. There's a template on what the translation needs to look like, and it needs to include more information than what the CIS will accept.
And then evidence of eligibility. You always want to put your approval notice.
Visa bulletin if you need it.
Yeah, visa bulletin if you have it. You always want to check the visa bulletin because it is not unheard of that those dates retrogress. And that when you filed your adjustment, it was current. But now, a year later, when you're actually trying your case, it is no longer current.
And there is Fifth Circuit case law that says if that situation happens, you had a visa that was current, you applied for adjustment, and it retrogressed, the judge must continue the case. Cannot deny just because the visa is no longer current. The judge must. I can't remember the name of the case right now. But give me a minute. So if a retrogression were to happen, make sure and point out to the judge that a continuance needs to be granted in that situation as per Fifth Circuit case law, if you're in the Fifth Circuit.
Well, and speaking of the visa bulletin, while we're touching on that topic, they are trying to make some drastic changes to the way the visa bulletin operates and how those priority dates exist or will exist in a new immigration system. That new immigration system might be merit-based. There is a bill that is working its way through Congress that would actually try it and give parity to the countries, because physicians out of India and China, I think the wait is 20 years on a employment-based visa for doctors to be lawfully employed in the United States. And so they wanted to redistribute the number of visas. And when the guy who does the visa bulletin, who has done, how long has Charlie Oppenheimer done the 30 years?
Yeah, I'm going to say more than 20.
Yeah, so he's been around forever. And he's the one that figures this all out. And he's got a system. And if that guy was to get hit by a truck,
we'd be in trouble.
We would be in big trouble because I don't think anybody else could predict the availability of visas because he is spot on. And it has taken him years and years to figure it out. But he has spoken to groups that I've been in often, and he's always right on target. But when he did the assessment of this new proposal, he's like, if we do give India and China these bulk visas for the first 3 years, that would give every other country in the world about 6 visas per fiscal year.